nights, we've been talking about ministering to the Lord. Are you tired of it?
No.
Good, because we got some more. Acts 13, if you would go there, please. Acts 13. Acts 13:1 says, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, and Saul. In verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Notice, they didn't get called right here. And it wasn't what these ministers and prophets and apostles did that caused them to be called right now. They have already been called. And the Spirit of God is letting the other folks know about it. And they are being dispatched to fulfill their call. Your mama can't call you. Your denomination can't call you. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
You can't call yourself. Now you can do it, but you won't be successful. There won't be any anointing. There won't be any grace. You'll be frustrated. You'll be disappointed. But when the Lord calls you, and anoint you, and send you. Not to say there won't be any challenges or obstacles, because there's a devil in the world. He didn't want you just waltzing through and ministering to everybody, and starting churches and having miracles, and he's going to try to oppose you.
Yes.
But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and we have been made overcomers.
Yes.
More than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, as they ministered to the Lord, put that up again, please. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. So, you can't say I fasted for 10 minutes. It has to be long enough to miss at least one meal. So, we're talking hours. For hours, they did this. They did what? Ministered to the Lord while not doing anything that their flesh wanted to do. Their flesh might have wanted to take a nap, but we're not napping. Their flesh might have wanted to eat, but we're not eating. And this frees us up to focus on this and not be distracted. They ministered to the Lord for hours while not feeding their flesh on anything that it wanted. And in that environment, the Spirit of God spoke. Spoke. And said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I, the Holy Spirit, have called them. Verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed, so they stayed there additional hours and prayed about this. You know, I'm convinced, in general, the church today does far too little praying.
Amen.
Far too little ministering to the Lord. Far too little waiting on the Lord. We are the instant 1,000-channel drive-through generation. On everything now. And that's not how spiritual things work. That's how the flesh is. The flesh is impatient. And you got to put the flesh under and take some time to get spiritual things. Many people go through year after year and decade after decade bouncing around going over here, trying this, and then decide, no, that's not it. Going over here and trying that, and then decide, no, that's not it. Changing their major 6 times. Staying in school for 15 years to get a 3-year degree. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's inexcusable. Starting over 10 times in 20 years. And on marriage number 5. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Why? Never stopping taking time seeking the Lord until you really hear from Him. And then doing that. Going that way. People think, I don't have time. Yeah, but you got time to waste 10 years.
Right.
Starting over. Moving from here to there. Trying stuff and taking 2 years to realize it didn't work. And I missed it. No. I heard a patriarch in the church from years past say this one time. He said, I don't have his name at the moment, but he said, I have so much to do today. I shall spend the first 4 hours in prayer. Now that is not how most people think. But what did he come to realize? I've got so much to do. I need his wisdom. I need his direction to know how to do it, or I'm not going to be able to get it all done. Or get it done right. Genuine prayer and seeking God, waiting on God, ministering to the Lord is never wasted time.
Amen.
Never. Be a good way to start the year out. Right? Putting God first. Beware of assuming that we're just going to keep doing things like we've been doing. Beware of presuming and assuming. Can miss it. Inquire of the Lord. Ask. Even though you think you might know, even though you think we're going to keep doing this, ask, ask, ask. Pride assumes. Humility asks, even when it thinks it knows. Keep reading. When they fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, sent them away. And verse 4, and they being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, not the committee, not the denomination, sent forth by who? The Holy Spirit. They departed into Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And you read the narrative follows them as God did amazing things through their teaching and their preaching and their ministering to people. Amazing things. Many were saved. Churches were started. Miracles happened. Because they weren't just doing something that they thought up. They were sent, called, anointed, sent by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not just for preachers. And maybe you're not called to go on a mission trip or to pastor a church or to preach. But your call and purpose in life is just as God ordained. Many don't find it, but you have. God has a place for you. He has put things in you and graces on you that enable you to do specific things. In a profession, you can be anointed of God as an electrician or a mechanic or a doctor or a carpenter if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you can be a light and a witness as a man or woman of God in that place. And other people learn about God just by working around you. You can have miracles on the workplace. Not praying and prophesying or preaching. Doing what you do But being a man or woman of faith, somebody that knows God, somebody that hears from Him, that's doing things, led by the Spirit day in, day out, about what jobs you do, what jobs you don't do, how you do them, who you work with, who you don't, where you go, where you don't, what you buy, what you don't. There's 1,000 decisions every day. And the only way to get it right is to hear from Him.
Amen.
Be led by the Spirit of God. And then following Him, it'll be a light. It'll be a witness, because people will see what happens. And honest people after a while will begin to admit, you know, they're not that smart. Nobody's that smart. How can that happen? How did they miss that trouble? How did they come out of that like that? How did they find that or get that? And if they'll be honest, they begin to realize there's a God. And He's good. And people that trust Him and listen to Him, believe Him, follow Him, He does great things for them.
Amen.
Somebody say, that's me, that's me. That's what I thought. Go with me, please, to the book of Isaiah. Well, I'll tell you, excuse me, before you go there, while you're close by, Acts 3. On your way to Isaiah 40. Acts 3 and then Isaiah 40. Acts 3:19 says, 3:19, repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Said out loud, times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Said again, times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. One more time, times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Times of what?
Refreshing.
That comes from being in and experiencing the presence of the Lord. Presence. What does it mean? Presence means you are close to somebody and you are aware that they're there. I'm in your presence, Jack. You're in my presence, right?
Right.
You're in Gary's presence. Right. And you're aware that He's there. Uh-huh. Even physically, you can close your eyes and somebody walk up real close to you. And you can sense that they're there. There are times when they weren't that close. Somebody just walked in the room. You didn't hear them, but you just felt like somebody was there. And you turned around and they are.
Yeah.
You're aware of their presence. And this does transcend any kind of physical awareness, because we are spirit beings and we are aware of things beyond the physical. Most haven't developed it very much, but we are. God is spirit. And we can focus on Him and minister to Him and become more aware of His presence than we were an hour ago. Now, God is omnipresent, theologians say. And that's true if you read the Scriptures. You can't go anywhere and say, God's not here. But you can go a lot of places where you don't sense His presence. How can that be that He's there, but you don't sense His presence? Because nobody is acknowledging Him or talking about Him or looking to Him or believing in Him or giving Him any place. And so He is not manifesting His presence. And what we desire is an increase.
Yes.
A greater manifestation mm-hmm. of the presence
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And in that presence, there's many things. In the presence of God, you're in the presence of all He is. Well, one thing that He is life. He is life. All life comes from Him. Without Him, nothing is alive. Not only without Him creating it, He has to sustain it or it would die. He's sustaining us every millisecond with gravity, light from our star. If we didn't have this, 14 pounds of pressure of this ocean of air above us, we couldn't breathe. I mean, we are sustained every second. If anything disrupted this, we're dead physically. He is life. And in His presence, you're in the presence of life. More life than what is in you, more life than what you've experienced by touching other living things, because this is the source of the life of all living things. So it shouldn't be surprising you can be refreshed. Another word is revived. The same word could be translated revived. You are revived, you are refreshed in the presence of the Lord. Come on, somebody say it out loud. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Could you use a refreshing?
Yes.
Oh, come on, that was weak. That's obvious you could use one because of the weak response. Could you use a refreshing? People go, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because this world down here, there's death everywhere and curse everywhere, and the flesh is wearying. It's wearying. Every day when you get up, you've got a limited amount of mental energy, physical energy, and after a while, doing things, doing that and the other, you get to the place where you've had enough. Right? And you want to just sit and be still. Some folks, it takes a little while. Other folks, it don't take long at all. And they feel spent. And in our technology age, I think many don't realize, even though you're sitting, not exerting physically, doing 1,000 searches and watching 25 hours of movies or whatever is not resting. It's exercising your body, your eyes, your brain, other things, but it's exercise. You're exercising your mind, your emotions, a number of things, and we have, there's a new term now that people are experiencing, chronic fatigue.
Yes.
They are chronically fatigued, which means they are tired all the time. And folks out there don't understand, I don't do anything. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. You're doing things that's draining you and not acknowledging it. So what there has to be a change is to cut off the things that are draining you and do more the things that are sustaining you. Would that be a good idea for 2018?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Cut off the things that are draining you and do the things that are sustaining you. Why? You can tell whether something's good or bad. A book. When you get through reading it, how you feel. I'm not just talking about physically, but every way. Are you encouraged? Are you excited? Do you feel stronger? Cleaner? Better? Or are you shot? And you feel like you need to take a shower? Well, then that's not refreshing you. And that's not sustaining you. That's draining you. And if we're smart, we will cut that off. If we're not smart, we'll be chronically fatigued and just keep doing it. Now, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. But how many people do you think in our modern society would be worlds better off if around 10 or 11 o'clock they would turn everything off and actually go to bed? And go to sleep and get 8 hours of rest.
Yes.
Thank you.
That would be a good thing.
Thank you.
Would that be a good thing?
Yes.
Huh? Would they be better off or worse off? Or do they really, is it vital to their life and health and well-being to do all those searches and watch all that goofy junk?
No way.
It's flesh.
Right.
You've watched a bunch of junk. I've watched a bunch of junk.
No.
But the question is, how smart are we?
Right.
And how long will it take for us to catch on?
Right.
What's it doing to us? Is it refreshing us? Because if it's the presence of the Lord, it's going to quicken you.
Yes.
It's going to strengthen you.
Yes.
It's going to boost you.
Yes.
And if you're boosted in spirit, that's going to affect your body.
Amen.
That's going to affect your mind. That's going to affect your emotions. That's going to affect your marriage and your family and your profession.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Yes,
it will. The devil is very crafty. He's very deceptive. He wants to keep us in a weakened condition all the time so that we have no faith, no strength. We're easily defeated, easily tempted, easily deceived, easily overcome. We're supposed to be, and it's available to us, to be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might. Somebody say strong. Strong.
Strong.
Strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord. And in the power of His might.
In the power of His might.
But man doesn't live by bread alone. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we must abide in the vine where the life's flowing from.
Yes.
And when we're ministering to Him and aware of Him and focused on Him, we experience more of His manifest presence.
Yes.
And refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
How many would like to have more of that in this
yes.
coming year?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
At home,
yes.
individuals,
yes.
at church, right?
Yes.
We can have more of this.
Yes.
We can have more of this. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, so be it, so be it, so be it. Go to Isaiah 40, please. Isaiah 40. Thank you, Father. Isaiah 40 and 28. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
know this passage? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Everybody should know this. Everybody should have heard about this. That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. He doesn't get tired. That's kind of hard to fathom, isn't it? Our Father, when it created us, never gets tired. Never. Will you go to Him and He say, look, I'm tired right now. Let's talk about this in the morning. Never. Because He doesn't get tired. As far as in his being. And he doesn't faint. Verse 29. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen to the Living Bible on this, verse 28. The Living Bible, verse 28. Don't you yet understand? Don't you know by now that the everlasting God, the Creator of the farthest parts of the earth, never grows faint or weary? The BBE says He's never feeble or tired. Never. That comforts me.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Well, there's got to be some kind of power keeps all these stars shining.
Amen. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Keeps all these planets in orbit. I mean, we're talking about a lot of power.
Yes. Amen.
A lot of power.
Yes.
And He doesn't run out.
No.
He doesn't get low. Wow. It's amazing. But it's wonderful.
Yes.
Because that means we have an inexhaustible source.
Yes.
To quicken us.
Amen.
And refresh us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, in aviation, the military has something called aerial refueling. Anybody seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Aircraft can't fly over some of the long distances. They're fighters and they're bombers and everything else. So, and they can't land just everywhere. So they have tanker aircraft. That's basically flying gas stations. And so if you're in a fighter and you're running low on fuel, you call them up. They say, come on. And you fly right up under them, and they have the boom come down, and you fill her up. Just a few minutes, then you drop back and peel off. And so, theoretically, you'd never have to land. Of course, they're human. They get tired. Other things have to happen. But theoretically, you could stay in the air month after month. Just keep flying in. Do you know what I'm talking about yet or not? You just keep flying in. And getting refueled.
Yes.
You could just keep going on and on and on. Because you think, well, I have to run out. Not if you know where the fuel plane is.
Amen.
I can't just keep going. If you know where the fuel plane is, you can keep going. Even when you're on the verge of running out, you just fly up to the fuel plane and sit there and be in the presence.
Amen.
They're close presence.
Yes.
They're a few feet away.
Mm-hmm.
In the presence of the tanker.
Amen.
And you just wait there. You just wait in the presence of the tanker.
Right.
What happens? You get revived. You get refueled. You get refreshed.
Amen.
Now you're ready.
Yes.
You're ready to take on the enemy.
Amen.
Go find him and blow him out of the sky.
Amen.
You're ready to rip around and go fast.
Amen.
And do stuff.
Yes.
When 30 minutes ago, you were running on fumes.
Yes.
You were about out.
Yes.
You were about done.
Mm-hmm.
and now you're full up.
Amen.
But how many know you don't need to be too sassy, because it won't be long. You'll need to come back. Is that right? Back to the fuel plane. Get filled up again. Well, that's us. That's us. We don't generate our own life. We are not the source of our own life. Our life comes from Him. We must stay connected to the vine. Right? Apart from Him, we wither and die. We run out. Hallelujah. Somebody say, refreshed, refreshed. In the presence of the Lord. He said, the Living Bible again, he said, don't you know, the God, the Creator of the farthest parts of the earth, He never grows faint or weary. No one can fathom the depths of His understanding. He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Even the youths shall be exhausted, and the young men will all give up. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This word wait on has some of the same connotations as minister to. Don't know if you remember what we've talked about, but what does it mean to minister to the Lord? One of the strongest meanings is to wait on, like a server waits on a table. And so when you're not just waiting passively, doing nothing, you're ministering to Him, you're in faith, you're in receiving mode, you're expecting, but you're not just begging and asking in fear and unbelief. You're giving Him something. You're giving Him your love, your praise, your worship, your thanksgiving. And in that environment, you get refreshed. And you keep getting refreshed. You can go and go and go. And when your strength is out, you just got to get to the fuel plane.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And I mean, if you're smart, you won't wait till you run out 100 miles from the fuel plane. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
You should have got there quicker.
Yes.
So don't wait. You don't have to wait till your own fumes.
Right.
How many think it's dumb to ride around with your gas tank on fumes when you could put gas in the car? You're waiting for what? A roadside experience? What are you waiting for? I mean, it's not smart. Not smart to ride around with the needle on E and the light on. Help your neighbor out. Say, not smart. That's not smart. I mean, you can fill up when you got a half a tank. Right? And you can minister to the Lord when you're feeling good. You don't have to wait till you're sputtering. Come drag it in. Oh God, I gotta have help. Gotta have help or I'm gonna crash and burn. Well, why didn't you come here 5 days ago? Yeah, He'll help you. But it's hard on you and not smart. Let me read it again. I'm going to read the BBE now, the basic English. Have you no knowledge of it? Has it not come to your ears, verse 28? The eternal God, the Lord, the maker of the ends of the earth, is never feeble or tired. There is no searching out of His wisdom. He gives power to the feeble, increasing the strength of him who has no force. Even the young men will become feeble and tired. The best of them will come to the end of His strength. But those who are waiting for the Lord will have new strength. They will get wings like eagles. I like it. running they will not be tired, walking they will have no weariness. The complete Jewish Bible says he invigorates the exhausted. He gives strength to the powerless. Oh, he gives strength. He invigorates. He revives. He quickens. He refreshes. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, praise be to God. Let's minister to him some. What do you say? What do you say? And in his presence. We're already in his presence. But in his presence, be refreshed. Be quickened. Oh, just lift your hands. Just begin to pray. You don't have to wait. Just begin to praise. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we give you glory. 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 Oh, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Sing it out loud. Oh, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Oh, yes, he will. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. As you wait. As you wait on the Lord, as you wait on the Lord, your God, as you wait on the Lord, he will strengthen your heart. Say, I wait. Oh, I wait on you, Lord. I am of good courage. You will strengthen my heart. I wait on you, Lord. Oh, I wait on you, Lord. I am of good courage. You are strengthening my heart. As I wait. As I wait on you, Lord, as I wait on the Lord, my God, as I wait on you, Lord, you do strengthen my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Just lift up your hands. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you trust him. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence that surrounds us. You do strengthen my heart. As we wait on you, Lord, as we wait on you, Lord, our God, as we wait on you, Lord, you do strengthen my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Worship my God, my God. My God, I worship you, worship you, worship you, my strength and my God, as we wait on you, Lord, as we wait on you, Lord, our God, as we wait on you, Lord, wait on you, Lord, you do strengthen my heart. Oh, yes, you are. You're my strength in my life. You're my power. Strong in you, Lord, the power of your mind. You quicken me, Master. You revive me, Lord. You strengthen my heart. As we wait on you, Lord, as we wait on you, Lord, our God, as we wait on you, Lord, you strengthen my heart. Oh, hallelujah. The scripture said, this is the rest and this is the refreshing. He was talking about speaking in another tongue and giving glory and thanks to God in another tongue. He said, with another tongue I'll speak. And this is the rest. This is the refreshing. So express to him. Express to him your love and your faith. Give thanks in another tongue. Give thanks and worship. Ole sondo bella venia soto creso vaya. Mandele sono, mande va Jesu, von opera, vande gloso, che manacero, ampantantane, you e ferosa mana, e so. Estole panaya maro le panaya. You do caravana Moses. Sing to him more. Gave amaro esemena. Je n'en balise, servant non, et va Roma non sauvage. You do strengthen my heart as I wait on you, Lord, as I wait. As I wait on you, Lord, my God, as I wait on you, Lord, you do strengthen my heart. Oh, you're my strength. You're my strength and my light and my life. You empower me. You enlighten me. Oh, you quicken me. You revive me.
You refresh me, you strengthen my heart as I wait on you, Lord. Wait on you, Lord, as I wait on you, Lord, my God, as I yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're everything to me. Everything to me. All I ever need. Every good and living thing is from your hand. It's in you I live and I stand. 'Cause you quicken my heart. As I wait on you, Lord, wait on you, Lord, as I wait on you, Lord, my God, as I wait on you, Lord, wait on you, you do strengthen my heart. Hallelujah. Not gonna worry. Won't be discouraged. You're my strength. The light of my life, Lord. Won't be defeated. Won't be overcome. 'Cause you strengthen my heart. As I wait on you, Lord, wait on you, Lord, as I wait on you, Lord, my God, as I wait on you, Lord,
you do strengthen my heart.
As I wait
on you, Lord,
you refresh me,
God,
you revive me.
Wait on you, Lord,
wait on you, Lord.
You do strengthen my heart.
Oh, hallelujah. Are you connected to the fuel plane? Hallelujah, don't unhook till you get full. Stay hooked. I receive of your life flowing into me. As I wait on you, Lord, wait on you, Lord, as I wait. I
wait on you, Lord.
You do
strengthen my heart.
I will go on in the strength of the Lord. You're the strength of my heart. I'm not alone. You're always with me. And you strengthen my heart. As I
wait on you, Lord.
Wait on you, Lord. As I
wait
on you, Lord.
My God.
As I wait.
You do
strength. hallelujah. Oh, just lift your hands and worship Him and receive from Him all that is in Him. Every good thing, all His blessings, oh, it strengthens your heart as we wait
on you, Lord.
Wait on you, Lord, as I
wait on you, Lord.
How many believe it's a profitable thing? It's a beneficial thing. It's a good thing to spend some time ministering to the Lord, waiting on the Lord, singing to Him, praising Him and thanking Him, worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in that environment, ministering to Him, that the Spirit of God will speak to you. The Holy Spirit says. Hallelujah. How many know you can do this laying across your bed at night? You can do this sitting in your chair at your home. You can do this riding in your car, singing out loud. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We live in a loud, harsh world. There are many voices in the world, and they're all saying something, and so much of it, we'd be better off not hearing. But there is one voice. Hallelujah. My sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm His sheep, and I know His voice. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Oh, in His presence, there's revelation. And He will quicken your heart. Sing it out loud. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart as I wait on the Lord. And I am of good courage. You will strengthen my heart as I wait. As I wait on you, Lord, my God. As I wait on you, Lord, you will strengthen my heart.
Hallelujah. I want us to just go singing that tonight. Altar workers, would you come to the front? You got any questions about being saved or right with the Lord? Or these folks are ready to pray, or you just got a testimony you want to share, they'll rejoice with you. But let's sing it a few times and then we'll be dismissed as we go.